This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. Increasingly, students are deciding to defer the start of college and take what's called a gap year.
So instead of hitting the books, students might travel around Europe,
work on a farm, volunteer.
Or now, Tufts University is launching a new kind of gap year. Beginning the fall of next year, rather than loading up on first semester familiars like econ or writing, 50 incoming freshmen will spend 9 months doing volunteer work with support from professors.
Alan Solomont, dean of the Tisch College of Citizenship and Public Service at Tufts, came in to explain what they call the 1+4 Bridge Program. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Spain, a former community organizer in Lowell, and a Tufts alumnus. Solomont says his experiences of doing service at Tufts had a profound effect on him.
I had a transformational experience at Tufts. I got interested in the problems of our nation's cities, in urban studies. I spent virtually my entire senior year doing a case study of a comprehensive community health center in the Boston area that was part of the war on poverty. Those experiences as a student informed everything else that I have done in my life.
Fascinating.
I've been a business person. I've been a diplomat. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of other things that seemingly unrelated. But no experience in my life has not been affected by the things that I learned and the experiences I had as an undergraduate. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we will inspire this generation of students in the same way through the 1+4 program.
Interesting. So tell us how the program works and how is it different from other gap years that people might think about taking before mm-hmm. starting their freshman year of college?
Right. This is going to be a real part of the academic experience, although it won't include formal academic studies. We will orient this group of students on campus at the beginning, try to begin to develop the civic skills and the leadership skills that they'll need to apply when they go out and do domestic or international service. There'll be ongoing contact with the university. They're going to go out and do full-time community service. We will probably send small groups of students to the same service site. We're in the process now of preparing a request, an RFP, a request for proposals from service sites, the likes of which could be City Air, for example.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that I want to do this bridge year, and I come from a family of limited means. How does this work for me?
Unfortunately, most students who are able to do gap years now, who do it on their own, come from families who can afford that.
Right. And they're expensive sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
And no student, we will make the bridge year, the 1+4 program, available to students regardless of their financial needs. So we will support those students who require financial assistance, democratizing this experience.
Mm-hmm. But for a lot of students from less affluent families, the problem is really getting the money for college altogether. If they take a year off before college, it's because they're working three jobs in order to be able to go to college. Can this program address that at all?
You know, you're absolutely correct about that. And for many students who come to Tufts, they're the first member of their family to go to college. You know, for a family who has not sent a family member to college, they're anxious for that kid to get started, believe me. And we understand that. But we also do think that there is that the transformational experience we're offering will apply just as much to a person who's going to college, you know, as the first member of their family to do so.
Mm-hmm. But how can they swing it financially?
Well, they'll swing it with the help of our financial assistance, uh-huh. for sure, and ongoing financial aid from the university. And so we think it will be a practical possibility for students in that situation.
So I finish my bridge year. I go on to my academic mm-hmm. year incorporating what I've learned, or at least having a whole different view of the world, right, as I go back into college.
Absolutely.
But mightn't that be difficult in some ways? I mean, I know that after I was out in the world for a couple of years, I went back to graduate school and you couldn't keep me on the farm anymore. You know, academia actually came to seem much more cloistered and irrelevant, actually.
I don't necessarily think that needs to be the case, or I think it's incumbent on us to provide a rich educational experience that will connect with this.
And Alan Solomon, let me ask you a related question. Can you also place this 1+4 program in the larger trend of an interesting sort of a growing questioning of whether traditional college actually makes sense in a world where all of the internet zillionaires dropped out of college and, you know, students graduate saddled with huge amounts of debt. Is this part of that as well?
Well, higher education is going through some changes like everything else. And there's no question that one of the elements of our strategic plan is how are we going to maintain the relevancy of a residential academic experience? And how are we going to, one, use that experience to transform lives? How are we going to use that experience to create a bridge not only from high school to college, but from college to the outside world?
Well, and there's also the benefit, I would imagine, that comes from the typical gap year, which is that the student is meanwhile maturing and growing so that by the time they get to college, they might be readier.
I think that's a very good point. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have some serious issues with, you know, young people who come on campus as freshmen. You know, they're well known. I mean, alcohol abuse is a problem. There are other issues that are a problem. We do hope that this is going to be a group of more mature students who will be leaders, who will, you know, set examples both in terms of their commitment to civic engagement, but also as somewhat more mature students.
So, Alan, do you think this could be scaled up? It's 50 students in the first year. Do you expect it to get bigger?
I certainly hope it will get bigger. You know, our hope is that this will become a part of the signature of Tufts University and why students apply to Tufts University. And I don't want to put a number on that we want to grow to, but we certainly hope that we can scale this and increase the number of students to whom we're able to give this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alan Solomont is the dean of Tufts University's Tisch College of Citizenship and Public Service. We've been talking about Tufts' new program, the 1+4 Bridge Program. Alan Solomont, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.